There's been a lot of hype around carbon markets for farmers. They can make money off of the carbon their plants naturally remove from the air. But as Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports, there are still questions about how much of a difference these markets can make.
Kelly Garrett likes to experiment.
Yes. On December 8th, it was 60 degrees.
So he went out to plant 35 acres of soybeans. A couple months later in his workshop in Dow City, Iowa, Garrett says he wants to see if the soybeans will grow bigger and if he'll get better yields. Of course, that's if they survive the winter.
Everybody thinks it's crazy, which it probably is, but we're not going to know unless we try.
Garrett's also experimenting with carbon markets. As part of photosynthesis, plants pull carbon dioxide from the air. They take the carbon, turn some of it into plant tissue like stems, leaves, and roots, and leak some of it out through roots into the soil. All plants naturally do this, but tilling can quickly send carbon back into the air. Garrett, on the other hand, doesn't till. He also rotates crops and he composts.
I think they all lead to better soil health, which leads to better yields.
Big corporations like Amazon are trying to offset their greenhouse gas emissions. So they're buying carbon credits from sustainable farmers like Garrett.
The market is already showing a growing willingness to pay for high-quality carbon credits.
Carrie Hernandez is Indigo Ag's global head of carbon operations. That's one of the startups helping farmers get paid for carbon. Hernandez is speaking during a recent webinar pitching different carbon markets.
And demand is on the rise and supply is slow to catch up.
Demand because many large corporations have committed to reaching net zero carbon dioxide emissions. But the science behind how much agriculture can reduce carbon dioxide emissions isn't clear. Farmers need to take on a new practice to be able to earn carbon credits. But Iowa State University soil scientist Marshall McDaniel says there's not always an immediate effect.
After a farmer makes a change in management, it just takes a long time for there to be a detectable difference or detectable change in soil carbon.
As for how long carbon can stay in the soil, McDaniel says that's a tricky question. He says there's always carbon going in through plants, and there's always carbon leaving.
But there's other forms of carbon, plant carbon, that stick around in the soil for thousands of years.
McDaniel says some of these conservation practices improve soil health and enable it to store more carbon. But in the larger picture, agriculture is just one part of the solution to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Madhu Khanna is a University of Illinois professor.
It is an important part of the solution, but we need the rest of the sectors, rest of the economy to be contributing as well to reducing emissions by reducing fossil fuel use.
The transportation and electricity sectors release more greenhouse gases than agriculture does. But Khanna says it's great to see carbon markets emerge as a way to reward farmers for capturing and reducing emissions. And Kelly Garrett, the Western Iowa farmer, has already been rewarded. As of early February, he's made $115,000. Canadian e-commerce giant Shopify bought 5,000 carbon credits from Garrett for what his plants have been storing over a five-year period. Garrett says he's only invested a few hours of his time to earn that money.
The fact that I can sell these carbon credits is just a bonus to me. It's a great bonus, a great added income.
And Garrett's looking to sell more carbon credits on the market. Every farmer is eager for extra money, but it'll take a lot more farmers and a lot more industries to have a large impact on climate change. Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.